Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Busy reading all this fun stuff. All these people that are going into a tither over Twitter. I think it's great. You know what I'm saying? They're driving themselves crazy over something that, and they're complaining about the same things we were complaining about, which proves they believe themselves to be the truth, the light. And that's it. That's all there is to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, and again, stay on this stuff. Stay with it. Because we're starting to cause cracks all over the place. No, I mean that sincerely. Head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot going on up there. I should just start going on some of this news and get it over with, you know? I'm heartbroken. Well, not really. Yo, Earth, Wind & Fire is one of my favorite bands. I don't know if you guys know that. And, you know, everybody's getting older. I get it. All right, but one of the musicians from Earth, Wind & Fire died. Andrew Woolfolk. Now, Woolfolk. It's just the way I say it. He's been ill for about 6 years. It's too bad. But he was great. I love the brass. I love the clarinet, flutes, all that stuff. When you get it in big band like that, it's just great. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, the California parents and the students protest high school plans to cut honors classes. They're at it again. They're going to cut honors classes because of equity reasons. How that works, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how they can actually make a real play for the 100 San Diego parents and students last week protested a since-paused plan to remove 11th grade honors classes at the city's largest high school. They were doing it for equity purposes, not because it was an issue or a problem with the program. I mean, seriously, are you telling me, this is going to be a lot of fun to deal with this week, are you telling me that black and Hispanic kids can't rise to the occasion? Are you telling me that maybe the teachers or the administrators or whoever can't make this happen? Can't work with those kids to make it happen? I got to ask. Because I believe all kids can do it. If you give them the tools they need, if the teachers work with them, if the teachers really do what they know to do and how to do, they can bring these kids up. They can rise them up. Or raise them up, excuse me. An email from Patrick Henry High School to Principal Michelle Irwin dated, April 13th, says all 11th grade history and English honors courses at the school will be eliminated. I was following a decision by the school last year to eliminate advanced world history, advanced physics, advanced biology, and two other classes for gifted students. So you can't be exceptional. That's the lesson here. You can't be exceptional. You can't do better. You can't want to try harder to do better. Let's keep dumbing it down. They took away the exit exam. You can't fail these kids. What good are you doing them? Yeah, it's just and that's what I keep telling you. San Diego's a large city. The inner city kids get beat the worst. They take the beating. It's terrible. So we're eliminating 11th grade English and History honors courses. The change will bring our English and History course offerings into alignment with what is currently offered at the 9th, 10th, and 12th grade. Wow. Maybe they should try harder. Maybe they push the kids a little bit more. A section of the document titled Rationale for Changes states that the changes will help create more balance in the heterogeneous grouped classes. It'll eliminate stigma and provide a well-balanced course offering for all students. No, it won't. It'll give the kids a reason not to work harder. It'll give the kids that want to work harder, want a better grade, why bother? I can't get it anyhow. And it's just ridiculous. I could do a whole hour on this. It's ridiculous. Our goal is to have students, ready for this, from all ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds represented in our courses. Well, guess what? Life is not like that, and it's not going to be like that, no matter how many games you play. All right? You're going to have people that from all ethnicities and all socioeconomic backgrounds, not always represented in everything going on, and that's okay. That's fair, and that's okay. Now, if you're telling me that you haven't been able to teach them properly, you haven't been able to, you know, properly educate them, then it's on you. Why make them suffer? That's what I don't understand. It's flat out not fair to them. And this is what I mean. This is why they keep falling behind, or this is why they keep seeing as a lesser class, but apparently not worthy of it. It's just amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the only way you do that is get informed. You have to have real information and truth on your side, and you will win. I keep telling you this, you will win. But you got to be willing to fight it. You got to be willing to stick with it, and you can't get easily discouraged. You just can't. It is, look at people. It took them decades to get us here, wherever here is. You ain't going to turn it around in 2 or 3 months. You got to let them know, like, you know, you're like with the Bible, you know, a thorn in Paul's flesh. You have to keep being that irritant until they let it, you know, until they fix it. Really where you need to be. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dinkins, joins me, PJI.org. PJI.org is where you went ahead, you want to take a look, you want to help out organizations that help you. Always get good information from him. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always great to be on the program. Thank you.
All right, so I don't know if you heard about this. This SCOTUS is actually going to take up the case of the, what was it, the coach that was praying on the field after the football game.
Yes, they did. And I think it was, it's great that they took it up, and it's also even better to looking at how they responded in oral argument.
Really?
Give
us your insight.
Yeah, well, okay, so, of course, you had Sotomayor, the God-hater, and she was very faithful to attack people praying to God or doing anything for God. That's just what she does. So, you know, she gave some crazy hypothetical saying, well, if you allow the coach to, you know, to pray on the field after the game, to kneel and pray, then, you know, then you would also allow a teacher to lead the students in prayer at a classroom, right? And the attorney who, you know, it was a really stupid argument on Sotomayor, but she's probably the least bright on the court. And so the attorney said, well, Paul Clement said, well, no, because, first off, you know, in a classroom is you have a compulsive audience. They have to be there. And, then he went and said, but no, but actually though, if she just, before class starts, bows her head at her desk and quietly just, you know, silently prays, that would be protected because she's not proselytizing, but she is entitled to do what, you know, what she feels is proper for her and her beliefs starting the morning. And, which is really telling because I think that question by Sotomayor just opened up the door for even a broader decision, not only just in favor of the coach at football games, but also along the lines that, you know, just because people work for the government doesn't mean they have to hide all and any religious expression so long as it's not bullying or intimidating or proselytizing, you know, people who are working with the government or students or others. I think we're going to see an incredible breakthrough for religious freedom in this regard, and I'm really looking forward to their decision. I think we got at least 5 votes on the court headed the right direction.
You, God bless. You are such an optimist. You know, so you like the conversation going back and forth. It looked like the questions being asked were kind of leaving a place for the 5 of the justices to go ahead. And,
yeah, at least 5. Yeah, at least 5. Kagan, you know, she has usually been pretty religious freedom in the past. I'm not sure where she's going to go, but some of her comments and questions seem to be sort of critical of allowing him to be able to bow the knee and pray. I think one of the justices, I think it was Kavanaugh, who pointed out that you know, if, and he asked the question, he says, so if he had bowed the knee during the national anthem, that would be fine, right? And they said, yeah. So really, what you're saying is it's because the bowing the knee is religious speech that you're discriminating against him, and otherwise his speech would be protected, right? Yes, that's right. So the justices were fantastic. Amy Coney Barrett was great. Alito, I mean, Thomas doesn't comment much, but he is a wonderful anchor for religious freedom and the Constitution. And, you know, even, you know, the just Neil Gorsuch, you know, he seemed very clear and a very strong religious freedom proponent in this case. So I think we've got the solid 5 votes. We may even, you know, may carry him farther. You know, Breyer may decide to rule on the religious freedom side on this one, and we may get to Roberts. Roberts is, you know, he's fickle. So, you know, he's, I don't know, he's sort of like a 14-year-old not knowing what, you know, what to do. I don't know. So I can never really predict Roberts. You know, he's, but anyway, I'm very optimistic. I think this is going to be a fantastic decision. A little bit of information, though, that people may not realize. This isn't the first time this went to the Supreme Court. It made its way up to the Supreme Court once before on appeal after the lower court ruled against the football coach praying. And up on appeal, the Supreme Court said, you know what, we're not going to rule on this because religious freedom was never argued, just free speech. And religious freedom, we think, is a very important element to this case. So we're going to send it back, and you guys prepare correctly. This wasn't our case, so I'm not. But the organization that did this, you guys prepare correctly, put in religious freedom, the free exercise clause that you left out. It's sort of embarrassing in a way, but they went in, they did it, and the attorneys are good guys, but they did it, and it went all the way back up, and they chose a great attorney, Paul Clement, and I give him credit for that, to argue the case. But it's going to be a really good decision, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very optimistic, very, very optimistic that this is going to be a major religious freedom win for people who work for the government.
I hope you're right. I very much hope you're right. All right. So the other question I have for you is, we're technically revisiting Roe versus Wade, right? I mean, we're revisiting that landmark decision. What's the chances of ever revisiting the separation of church and state clause?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I just heard all that optimism, drip out from your coffee cup.
Yeah. it's interesting. So that concept of separation of church and state, from a strict sense of the term, that is anything government touches must be sterilized of religion. That's only really the opinion of three of the justices on the court, even with Breyer leaving and Judge Brown. So it's not as bad as that.
All right.
We can talk more after
this. I want to go deeper into that in a minute.
Yes.
We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. We are back. Joe, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and that the way you do that is you get informed. So let me bring him on. Brad Dacus, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, great organization. We'll help you, you know, your parents, your children, to make sure that your rights are not trampled when it comes, especially when it comes to education and such. And Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be on the program. Thank you.
All right, we were having a lot of fun before the break, and you know I got to tell you, we were talking about the separation of church and state, and I asked you because of this biblical citizenship class that I'm teaching, and when you read the letters of our founding fathers, when you read the true journals that were being, and I never knew this, you know, we're so woefully ignorant of what went on in the early days, but when these guys were arguing the Constitution, when they were arguing the amendments. There was a journalist in the room, a congressional journalist, who tried to capture and or wrote down what they were saying. Why were they bringing this up? Why were they trying to pass you know, the First Amendment or what have you? And it's very clear that they didn't want any restrictions on religion whatsoever. So how is it, I guess is the question of the moment, that, you know, Supreme Court, they got it wrong. We obviously know they got it wrong. They took a letter that Jefferson wrote to the Baptist Church, and he was assuring them that religion would never be shoved down their throats. So, why can't this be revisited?
Yeah. Originally, if you read the Constitution, this was Congress shall make no law establishing religion. So it was very clear language limiting Congress, the federal government, not limiting states or state governments at all. But then the activist court that came after the Civil War, you know, they looked at the 14th Amendment and substantive due process, and they started through their judicial activism, started dictating these mandates against the states, and mandating and limiting state governments and state actions as well as the federal. And that's what they did with the Establishment Clause, as they did with other parts of the Constitution. It was a huge land grab, if you will, rights grab, by the activist court. It was a very an ethical court after the Civil War. It was stacked, and it was just obliterated so much freedom, as far as I'm concerned, from the Constitution, and even misapplied and stretched vague language from the 14th Amendment. So that's where it started happening, where it started really getting out of control. Then we had a case in the 40s dealing with whether or not it's constitutional for buses, you know, public school buses, to be able to drop kids off at private schools, like Catholic schools, parochial schools, as well as public schools. And the court said, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. But they took that phrase, separation of church and state, which was from a letter, you know, which was in the context of protecting churches from the state. They took that phrase, separation of church and state, and they stuck it in that case and said, of course, there is a separation of church and state. And it was from that case in the 1940s that courts started, little by little, start chipping away and limiting government, taking prayer out of schools, limiting this, limiting that. And then the court, though, started turning in the other direction after Ronald Reagan started making some appointments, and we started seeing the court start to say, wait a minute, we don't have to have a strict separation of church and state, because government's growing, and as government grows, it'll just push out all faith. So instead, we need to have a benign neutrality and accommodation, and that needs to really be the test. And that really opened the door for much more reasonable action. So you can have, you know, a Christmas tree and a manger scene in a public park by government. You can, a student can sing a religious song for the talent show in the public school talent show. You know, we started seeing victories and successes, and some of these are Pacific Justice Institute successes. And I'm pleased to say right now, partly because of President Donald Trump, but we have a clear majority in the Supreme Court. We have six justices, I would say, maybe seven or eight, you know, maybe, you know, Breyer, I think, fits in this category, Kagan to some degree, but they believe in benign neutrality, accommodation. Sotomayor's not that way. The new Judge Jackson, I'm not sure, she may also be hostile and antagonistic towards God and anything religious. I hope not, but so we have a majority of the court are not strict separationists. Majority are actually, hey, benign neutrality. So long as government is treating faith, you know, not just choosing and picking and choosing which faith they're going to allow to do this or that, engaging, you know, in a benign, you know, very neutral way towards faith, it's okay for government to allow a Christian private school to have safety equipment along with public schools to have safety equipment or safe playgrounds.
Right. Yeah, so there was money recently. There were after-school programs that were happening in some, you know, lower socioeconomic communities that the Catholic Church was putting on. And it fed the kids, and it gave them a place to go after school, and it was homework help and all that. And somebody made a stink of the fact that they were applying for and received grant money from the federal government for doing that. And I remember that making it, I think it was all the way to the Supreme Court, and said, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't preclude, you know, services that are offered to everybody from every religion from, you know, in the neighborhood. These people are servicing the neighborhood, and they shouldn't be precluded from this money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's actually, you know, we've seen a lot of real great progress in this regard. You know, we had the state of Montana saying, well, we'll give vouchers, but, you know, parents can choose private schools, but they can't choose a religious private school. Well, that went up to the Supreme Court recently, and, you know, the Supreme Court says, what are you talking about? That's state hostile religion. You got to be neutral. You know, if you're going to let, you know, you can't just discriminate against the religious private schools. If you're going to allow secular private schools, you have to treat them equally. And so we're seeing some, you know, I mentioned the playground case. That was a very important case as well, the Trinity case. So, you know, I'm very optimistic, as you know, I'm a general, but long-term, because of the judges we have on the court, because of President Donald Trump was elected in 2016, those who appreciate religious freedom have a lot to cheer about. Now, if this can turn, you know, if in 2024, you know, we have, you know, someone else on the court with an attitude like Biden, who wants to put on people on the court that are hostile, like Sotomayor and maybe Judge Brown, and they get the majority, it's all bets are off. We can go back to just an anti-faith society, which basically says you can have your religion, but you have to keep it to yourself, and don't let anyone ever see it or hear it. That kind of an attitude and mindset, like Sotomayor has, is very, very dangerous, and it could easily switch depending on who's sitting in the White House appointing new judges as those seats become available.
Yeah, it is. People need to understand that. They really need to get a grip. Before we get rolling on this, because I know I always forget anyway, tell people what PJI is, what it's all about, how they can help you, and the kind of things you do.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, and we're sort of unique in that we have offices all across the country, from Miami to Boston to Seattle to Orange County. In fact, I'm going to be flying to speak in Miami at a church this coming Sunday. So we're all over the country, and we're unique also in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road, and that is so important as we defend religious freedom for everyone in America.
Yeah, no, listen, I think it's great. I think that too many people, they look at what it can cost to do something, to defend themselves. We can't let stuff go because we can't afford it, or we can't let stuff go because we're afraid of that. We've got to be able to hit it head on. We really do. It's the only way we're going to win this is to stay on it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We have to make sure that no pitch makes it past the plate, that every single challenge to religious freedom, to parents' rights, the sanctity of life, is addressed and addressed head on, and that's what we're doing in our many offices all across the country.
You know, some of these things I know I throw, people need to understand, I throw it at him at the last minute. I don't give him time to look him up or whatever. But I was doing a story earlier in the show about California parents right now that are up in arms because there's a boatload of AP classes being cut from this particular school. And they're classes that if you have these AP classes in these areas, when you want to go to college, you have a better chance of getting in. And so the school is cutting those classes in the name of equity. What I want to know from you is, isn't that also a form of discrimination? And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Senior, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. My buddy Brad Dick is on. The guy, always love to put him on the spot. You know, hit him up with stories that I haven't given him any pre-knowledge on. But it's okay. He's on it. This is how you know you have somebody knowledgeable, that you're on top of it, because he can answer the questions. He's there. He understands it. So, Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
So, I started to tell you about these California parents. You know, they're protesting the board shutting down the AP classes. And when I'm reading through the story, you know, they're talking about how the lower socioeconomic kids can't seem to make the classes. They can't seem to make them work. So instead of bringing in the teachers and giving them what they need, the resources they need to do better, they're just going to get rid of the classes. Now, you and I both know that AP classes do well on somebody's transcripts, help them get into better schools, and so on. Isn't there a case to be made that this is discrimination?
It is. As far as principally, it's exactly what it is. Basically, it's a racist presupposition they're making, which is saying, they're saying low-income kids, translation, minority children, since they cannot perform better in school and get the AP courses and honors courses, since they just don't have the ability to do that because of where they, quote, come from, and quote, you know, that we therefore need to dumb down the other kids, predominantly Caucasian, but other kids too, and make them all not, all, none of them have AP courses. All of them have regular education, so they all have the same lower level. That is so racist because it inherently implies that kids from lower income communities or minority communities do not have the ability, the capacity to be able, the intellectual brain mass to be able to apply themselves and be motivated to reach higher highs, to get to go to AP and to honors courses. Well, we know that's not true. Doug, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, he came from a low-income family. His mother was completely illiterate.
Yep.
And but he had vision. He worked hard. He applied himself. He became a brain surgeon. His brother became a rocket scientist, literally. So this is an effort by the teachers' unions and the left wing, which is to dumb down society, dumb down America, because by dumbing everyone down, they're going to, quote, make it equal. But in so doing, they're going to suppress the ability for people to reach their potential. Public education, government schools, should be geared in a way to allow each child to reach their individual fullest potential.
Yep.
That's freedom. That's opportunity. Anything short of that is cheating children out of their future. And is implicitly on its face with race-based, racist assumptions about minorities and kids from lower-income families that they don't have the capacity, they don't have the potential. So let's just dumb down everyone. It's shameful. It's disgraceful.
Oh, it's
and Martin Luther King Jr. would be outraged by this kind of a policy.
Oh, he'd be screaming about it. Just screaming about it because. Pull the kids up. Stop dumbing it down. California doesn't even have an exit exam anymore. So it's kind of like, really? Seriously? No. They don't want to keep up. They don't want to stay along. They don't want to do the extra work. Then they get the mark to get. We don't make it easier. It's not the right thing to do, you know?
Right. Exactly. If they want to, the school district wants to provide tutors for children. They want to expand the length of the day of the classroom and provide, you know, supplemental math, reading, you know, science, history, instruction, you know, whatever. You know, that's more of helping kids who, for whatever reason, came from a school, but perhaps beforehand that didn't really prep them, say, for the junior high or for the high school. Helping them be able to reach to that higher level, that is what a school is supposed to do, not suppress and oppress children who have reached and worked hard and achieved to be at that higher level. And this is a very sick school district, and every single one of them should be voted out by the voters come this next election or when those school board members are up.
You hope people are paying attention enough to actually, you know, make it happen. You know what I mean? All right.
Right.
Let's move on to another one. The parent at the Sarasota School Board, she gets tossed out. You ready for this one? For what she's about to say, not what she actually says. So they decided, you know, she got up there, she started talking with them, and she started laying out her claim, laying out what it is that she wanted to do. She's a Melissa Baconda, I guess. She's a mother of four. She was surrounded by police officers when the president kept trying to eject her. And thank God, let's see if I can get to this pretty quick here. Hold on. I think I can. I think I can make it work, but...
I mean, she went beyond her limit of time. That's one thing. But,
no, she didn't, though. They wouldn't even let her speak her mind, where she was doing exactly what I talked about earlier, where she wanted to call out one of them for their, what's the word I want to look for here, for their character, for what they were doing out there. Hmm. And this person said, hey, look, bottom line with this is you don't have a right here. Let me. I think I got it. Here we go. Hold on. Listen. That'd be too easy now, wouldn't it? There you go.
Talking about school. My question is, does this apply to school board members? Because at the last meeting, Shirley Brown was caught on the microphone
talking about school board members. You're done, Mrs. DeConte. You're done. Thank you. You're done. You cannot go and expound and on school board members. I've told you. I've warned you several times. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're done. Move on.
No, the police officers are surrounding her now.
Goodbye. You were about to say something horrible about Shirley Brown. Please leave. You said things about me that were untrue. Leave, please. You have children in our school district? Do you have children in our
point
school?
Point of order, that is not appropriate.
It is.
No way is that appropriate. You don't get to ask people who come to a public meeting whether they have children or not, period.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So,
what was that lady who's school board member? What's her name?
Oh God, you're gonna ask me that. Let me see.
She's on the school board, right? Which school board?
Right.
Is she
the
on?
One kept telling her she was done. That's enough. No more. You're not gonna talk anymore. She was the president of the school board.
What school district?
Sarasota County. In Florida.
Sarasota County. Well, in Florida.
So it was the conservative school board member who finally spoke up. And she's the one who said you cannot ask them whether they have kids or not. She should have spoke up at the very beginning and said, no. You allow that woman to speak.
The limitations. Parents have a tremendous, people have tremendous breadth of freedom with regard to what they say, because they have a right, a constitutional right of redress of government to bring forth at public hearings, public meetings, their thoughts, their concerns, what they may be. Now, they can't threaten violence. They can't violently threaten someone and say, if you don't vote this way, I'm going to kill you. We're going to kill your children. You know, they can't do things like that. We're going to burn down your house, burn your cars.
Say, hey, you keep it up, I'm going to meet you out in the park lot and kick the crap out of you. That's not right either.
Yeah, exactly. So they can't do that. I get that. But otherwise, if they're making, if a public figure is on, a school board or a congressman or whatever, they're open for public attack for what they say, what they advocate. And as far as it being, defamation, well, first off, defamation has to be first not true. And my understanding, what this lady was saying, this parent or, person, what she's saying was true, number one. And number two, to view defamation, let's assume it's not true. It can't just be an opinion. So if this parent says, I think this school board member is racist because da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I just think she's racist, has racial feelings, that's an opinion. Now, she said, I think this school board member is embezzling money. Well, that's a factual assertion. And if that's not true, then boom, that's libel, slander, defamation.
Right.
So it sounds to me like these school board members, they're completely out of line. They're not prima donnas. We, the people, have the right to hold them accountable at school board meetings. And I encourage any parent out there, anywhere in America, that gets treated this way or has this kind of a response, to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. We've gone to bat for parents like this, and we will take school board members like this to the mat in court.
Brett, I didn't threaten, I shouldn't say that. I suggested to the school board attorney that I would join whatever lawsuit that a parent brought against the attorney if we tried to squelch what they have to say. And I think she was horrified that I would take that stand, So,
yeah.
All right. PJI.org, right? PJI.org. You heard it. You heard his passion. You heard his optimism. You know he can do the job. So check them out. PJI.org. You got nothing on your calendar right now? You can at least support them financially. Joe Mason, your host. Be back in a little bit.